Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Bikie members have been warned by the police commissioner to get out of their clubs. Police have launched a crackdown, carrying out 28 raids so far following the fatal shooting of an alleged associate in Nangara last week. A 25-year-old man is in custody after being charged with murder. Cole Blanche says it's time for members to do something else.
I absolutely suggest that everyone involved in outlaw motorcycle gangs either get out of the club or control yourselves to the point where you no longer have any violence, intimidation or drug trafficking inside your organisation.
Nurses and midwives across the state will go ahead with a mass protest next week over their pay battle with the state government. They'll stop work on Wednesday to discuss potential industrial action that could include the closure of some hospital beds or a ban on overtime. The boss of the AFL admits there are no guarantees the families of First Nations players will face an independent inquiry. The league has announced a four-person panel will look into historical claims of racism at Hawthorn, with a report due by December.
We can only do what we're asked. We were asked by the complainants to put this together, and that will be their decision. We respect it. I'm optimistic that they will. We don't have those guarantees.
That's AFL CEO Gil McLaughlin. Optus has started discussions with lawyers ahead of any potential class action lawsuit over the data breach involving more than a million customers. But the federal government has slammed the telco for starting those talks, saying it should be focused on helping customers instead. In sport, two more Fremantle players are on the move, with Griffin Logue and Darcy Tucker joining North Melbourne. A deal's been reached between the clubs on day three of the AFL trade period. Logue says he'll be switching to the defender role at the Kangaroos under new coach Alistair Clarkson.
Everyone likes going forward and kicking a few, but I much prefer to try and stop them, to be honest. So, down backs for me.